The Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. Scully, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Scully Aromax, the gasoline that's weather right for your car. And now, fellas and girls, here's what I've been waiting to tell you about. The new holiday edition of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol Reporter is now ready. Your very own Flight Patrol newspaper, with a wealth of thrilling new pictures, stories, thrills, and mysteries, is now in the hands of your nearby Skelly man. And say, I know you'll agree that it's the most entertaining and exciting issue of the Flight Patrol Reporter you've ever seen. Listen, here are just a few of the thrilling features. First, there's a marvelous picture map of the Parada Ranch and all the wild Mexican mountain country where the story of Captain Midnight is taking place. This big picture map shows the crater of the extinct volcano and the dried lake bed where Captain Midnight's plane had its strange mishap, the underground river and the waterfall where Chuck and Patsy had their narrow escape, the Parada Hacienda where Ivan Shark is holding forth with his gang of cutthroats. Yes, these and many other points of vital interest in the story are all shown on this wonderful picture map. You'll be able to see just where everything is happening. But think of it. This is only one of the features in the new Flight Patrol Reporter. Listen, here's something else. The true meaning of the secret password, Corporal Hofa. Have you figured it out? Did you write in about it? Was your solution correct? Well, you'll find all the answers in the new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. And maybe your own name will be in it, or the letter you wrote. Why, say, there'll just be dozens of thrills in this new issue of your own club newspaper. But now listen. Here's how to get your very own copy absolutely free. The next time you're out in your family car, stop at your Skelly service station and show the Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. That's all. You don't need any labels or box tops or anything. Just tell your Skelly man you're calling for your new Flight Patrol reporter, and he'll give you your very own copy absolutely free. Say, tell all your friends about it and get yours too tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and Senor Parada have unexpectedly captured Von Griff, chief pilot for Ivan Shark. In the meantime, Chuck, accompanied by Patsy and Pebbles, is making the rounds of the guard posts at their temporary headquarters. It is now about 2:30 in the morning. They have come to the post occupied by Pinky Drake and Slim Poole. But to their alarm, the two old miners are missing. Chuck is afraid they've been captured by Ivan Shark's men. Listen as Chuck says,
"That's the only thing that could have happened. Pinky and Slim must have been captured by Shark's men."
"What do we do, Chuck? What can we do?"
"We must find the good amigos, Pinky and Slim."
"I just can't understand it, Chuck. Pinky and Slim would never leave their post."
"Now let's keep quiet a few seconds and see what we can hear."
"See, that's a good idea."
"I can't hear a thing, Chuck. That is, outside of the breeze of the trees."
"No, I can't hear anything either."
"Listen, amigos, why do we not try to follow the footprints? This ground up here is soft. The marks of the shoes will be plain to see."
"Hey, that's a good idea, Chuck."
"It'd be all right if we dared use the flashlight, but we don't. And I don't see how we can follow the trail without it. But we'll go along the edge of the ravine a short distance. And let's try not to make any noise."
"Okay, come on."
"Perhaps we capture the scout of Ivan Shark."
Nothing doing, Pebbles. We're not going to take any chances like that. Not while Captain Midnight's away. We might find that we're the prisoners instead of one of Shark's men."
"You know, I thought I just heard something."
"What kind of a sound? Hey, Pebbles, don't go so fast."
"Okay, me amigo."
"There. I thought I heard it again."
"Now, quiet, everybody.
Patsy's right.
It sounds as if someone is talking. I can't understand what they're saying."
"Look, Chuck. Look straight ahead there. That's where the sound seems to come from."
"See, that's the place."
"But there's no campfire. And I don't see any men around."
"The sound seems to come from the ground. What's that dark spot there?"
"It looks like some grass or underbrush."
"Well, why couldn't we creep forward on our hands and knees and see what we can find out?"
"See me, amigos."
"But we've got to be mighty careful. Come on."
"See me, amigo."
"Come on, then. And no talking. We'll sneak as close as we can."
"Yes, ma'am. Oh, crack. Rat-headed idiots in the world, you're the worst." "By the great grid, Hickey, you sure make me sick. If you don't think you got fat in your noodle, you're nuts. What do you want to come snooping around here for anyhow?"
"Well, listen, amigos. It's Pinky and Slim. I hear the voice, but I do not see the..."
"Sure it is. But where are they?
Well, they seem to be down on the ground.
Oh, that's why I come looking for you, you circus clown. You was already gone 2 hours. And it's getting time for Chuck to come and inspect the guard.
Well, that's all right, but what do you want to go fall down that our hole for?
Well, what you want to fall in yourself for? Anyway, you know about it, and I didn't. So what does that make you?
But you don't understand, you old curmudgeon, you. I run across this hole in the ground this afternoon, and I seen some deer tracks near it, and so I figured this is a setup to get some of that there venison I've been telling you about.
Yeah, and you probably expect it to be barbecue, too. Looks to me like you and me will be the ones who'll get barbecued and not the deer.
So when I see this hole, I put a lot of branches over the top of it, figuring the deer might come a-bounding down the path and fall right into it.
And instead of the deer, you come a-bounding along and fall in your own trap.
Well, if that ain't good. Well, I thought it was further away, maybe. I didn't know it was as close as this.
Yeah, and there you are, down on the bottom of your own trap. And it's so deep you can't climb out. Suppose Chuck or some of the bunch was to come along, they'd sure laugh themselves sick.
Yeah, well, they'd laugh at you, too, you old rat at him, falling down into my deer trap. You sure never pass for a deer, not for that homeless family of yours.
So you fell into your own trap, Miss. Well, looks like that's what I knew.
Oh, my amigos, I fall down on the ground laughing. I slipped a shine. I cannot get
off. Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, well, now that you've had your laugh, how about helping us out?
Okay, Slim, we'll get a long branch to hold down to you, and Pebbles and I can pull you out one by one. You'll be up on top in no time.
We now change to a different scene. It is shortly before daybreak, and Ivan Sharp, in the library of the Pareda Hacienda, has been drawing lines on a paper before him. Suddenly, he stopped, and Gardo asked,
"Well, Chief, are we all set?"
"Yes, Gardo. I've been working out the final plan, and now we are all ready."
"Good. The pilots will be called in 15 minutes.
"Very well, then. Here is the plan. I have drawn, as you see on this paper, an outline of the valley. The planes will operate here by flying on the eastern, the western, and southern end. They will start the herd moving northward."
"Okay, Chief, I get you."
"Now, one plane must always be on the east, another on the west, and a third one on the south. And you, Gardo, you will fly above and direct the drive. You will also tell the pilots the order in which they are to return for gas and oil. This they will have to do in rotation."
"Ah, that'll be easy, Chief. We can always have four planes in the air anyway, while one's getting refueled."
"Yes, that is what must be done."
"Well, where will you be, Chief?"
"At intervals, Gardo. I will take off in my own plane to see how the drive is progressing. And when I see the cattle entering the northern pass, I shall fly to meet Senor Lutro, who will pay the balance due on our agreement."
"Ah, that's the stuff, Chief. Don't forget the dough. And, when you get it, don't forget your pal, Gardo."
"You need have no fear on that score, Gardo. If you do your duty well, you shall get a reward that will open your eyes."
Okay, Chief. That'll sure suit me."
"Now then, you'd better go out to the line and see that the mechanics have the ships ready to fly. Then you will find..." This must be important.
"Master, I have a message for you."
"Very well, Fang. What is it?"
"Messenger just arrived from Pax Rossman."
"Huh?"
"He say, tell you, black plane take off last night from Drive Lickbed."
"Well, listen to that, Chief. It must have been Captain Midnight."
"Quickly, Gardo. Go and rouse the pilot. Captain Midnight may be up to something. And should you meet him in the air, Gardo, shoot him down. If you fail, do not come back here. Now then, go."
Again, we return to the little circular valley in the mountains. Night is over. It is an hour after daylight. Chuck Ramsey is pacing anxiously back and forth along the shore of the dry lake. Standing near him are Patsy, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim. Listen as Patsy exclaims,
"Something must have happened, Chuck, or Captain Midnight would have been back by this time. So what now?" Well, it's up to you, Chuck. We left you in charge.
Si, mi amigo. You are now El Capitan. You are the big boss. You shall say what is to be done.
And that's kind of a tough kind of a spot to be in.
I'll say it is, Pinky.
The thing I'm afraid of is they had to make a forced landing. You know, none of these engines in these black planes are any too good.
I know it. Well, I've made up my mind. I'm jumping into the cockpit of this other ship and taking off.
Gosh, Chuck, can I go along? You'll have to have somebody act as an observer.
Oh, please, mi amigo, I would like to fly, too.
Oh, I should have an observer. It would help an awful lot in trying to locate a ship on the ground. But wait a minute. I've got to start this engine first.
Come on, Slim, now. Look out for that air propeller.
Yeah, get back from the prop, everybody. I'm going to turn her over.
Gee, what about it, Chuck? Are you going to take anybody or not?
Oh, I don't know what to do, Patsy. I'd rather have you stay, but then again, you've done a lot more flying than Pebbles, and you could spot a plane on the ground quicker.
Okay, then, let me go.
But then again, we might run into trouble. I don't want to expose you to any danger. And another thing, Pebbles knows his country a lot better. Hey, Pinky, Slim, come here a minute, will you?
Sure, Chuck.
Okay, Chuck.
Patsy, you and Pebbles stand back a little, will you?
Why, yes, Chuck.
See me, amigo.
Well, what do you have, Chuck?
Now, listen, you two. I'm on a spot, but one thing is certain. You two are in charge while I'm gone.
We'll do everything we can, Chuck.
I know you will. But what would you do about taking someone along with me?
Well, if you ask me, Chuck, I'd take Patsy. She's got awful sharp eyes. She knows a lot about flying. We're going to be kind of short-handed here. And we'll need another man to do guard duty. We couldn't very well have Patsy do that.
No, that would be taking too much of a chance. All right, it's settled. Patsy?
Yeah, Chuck?
Get up in the rear cockpit.
Oh, boy, you bet I will.
Thank you. Slim. Take care of Ma Donovan. And don't let any of Shark's men get in here. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Okay, Chuck.
Take care of yourself, Chuck.
All right, fasten your belt, Patsy. I'm going to warm up the engine as we taxi out. We've got to find out what's happened to Captain Midnight.
Well, Chuck and Patsy have taken off on a dangerous mission indeed. This morning, the air will be full of planes flying for Ivan Shark. Don't miss the thrilling cattle drive in the next adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, isn't it going to be swell to have a clear, detailed picture map of the very place where the story of Captain Midnight is taking place? So you can see the whole thing right before you as you listen. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be some sport to find out the true meaning of the secret password, Cobral Hofa. And read the names of those who sent in the best correct answers. Oh, but Chuck, this isn't a drop in the bucket to all the other fun you'll find in the swell new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. And think of it, it's absolutely free. Just show your Skelly Man your Flight Patrol membership card, and you get your very own free copy right on the spot with no wait. So remember, the next time you're out in the family car, tonight, tomorrow, or this weekend, stop at your Skelly service station for your new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. It's ready and waiting for you right now. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What will happen to Chuck on his dangerous mission? Can he stop the cattle drive single-handed? And where is Captain Midnight? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and
happy landing!